Welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I'm Bella Gandhi, the founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host. I started Smart Dating Academy in 2009 because I had this crazy knack of giving people dating advice that actually worked, that I took. I've been married for almost 25 years, and now my company helps people to date smarter and to find love. This podcast is meant to bring more love into your life, no matter where you are and what you do. And we're here to bring more life into your love. Smart daters, happy Monday. I hope you had an amazing, busiest online dating day of the year, which was yesterday, January 8th. Match predicted that 9:05 p.m. would be the busiest moment of the busiest day, and that over 1 million messages were exchanged yesterday and during peak dating season. So basically from yesterday up until Valentine's Day, over 55 million messages will be exchanged on Match alone. Now, if you had Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, eHarmony, Zeus, JDate, all of those together, it's probably a gajillion messages, right? So speaking of peak dating season, this week, I'm doing a bunch of minis again because you guys love them so much. And thank you for your feedback. Thank you for the amazing reviews. Please continue to do those so us podcasters continue to be able to do our shows and spread the information that helps you in your dating. So let's get right to it. The pressing question I want to answer for you guys is, who the hell pays for the date? Okay. Now, historically, guys have paid for the dates, right? And back in the day, a lot of this comes from basic economics. Men took women out because men made the money and women didn't work, or they didn't work. There wasn't parity. That's a whole nother subject. Don't get me started on that. But historically, that has always been the case. But now in the 90s, and especially in the 21st century, women are more socioeconomically independent. We make bank, you know, we can be Beyonce in our own right. So now the question is, who pays for the date? And there's 175,000 billion dating books out there, a lot of them with good information, a lot of them with bad information. So there's male dating coaches, there's female dating coaches. What I can tell you is our process is robust. You know, we've had zero divorces in 14 years, and everything that we do is rooted in some sort of factor analysis. So what I can tell you about this and who pays for the date, having done this business for 14 years, I will tell you my advice has been the same. So listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you. Who pays for the date is going to differ on a date by date basis. Okay. Typically, now I'm going to talk about men and women that are looking for heterosexual relationships because it's just the easiest thing to parse through and probably the vastest majority of people. So take that with that in mind. So historically, guys have paid for dates. Today, I tell women it's fine when you go out on a first date. It's okay to split the date. I'm not saying we've got to turn the tables around and you pay for the whole date, dear female, but I'm saying when the check comes, offer to split. Say, hey, do you want to split that? Can I grab my half? Whatever it is, offer to do that, because I will tell you what, I've coached thousands and thousands of men and women professionally since 2009. And I can tell you what, every single time a date happens and a female will offer to pay for her half or split the bill, it makes most guys say, wow, I love the fact that she's offering to split the bill. I bet she'd make a good partner, right? And now a lot of women don't love that advice. I mean, evolutionarily, right? Women are still wired to want to feel like they can be taken care of and protected and provided by a guy, right? So it always makes us a little happier if the guy pays for the date. I'm not going to lie, ladies, I'm doing you. I'm on your team. But so guys, if you offer to take a girl out, the best thing you can do for the first couple of dates is pick a place that's not going to break your bank that you can pay for. And I know guys have it harder in this arena. They're the ones doing the asking. They're the ones dating women. They're the ones having to pay for all these dates. So have a dating budget. Try to stick to your budget and take a woman to a place that you won't feel like you're going to spend $200 per date, maybe. And it's okay to go out for coffee and a walk. It's okay to meet out for a drink and an appetizer, right? So guys, if you can pick up the check, and women always offer. And if the guy says, sure, it's okay, let's split that. Ladies, it doesn't mean anything bad at all if a guy lets you split the check, okay? I can tell you a really interesting story. I have a client, and let's call her Tammy. And Tammy said, Bella, and she was my coaching client, and she said, I want to introduce you to my friend, Winnie. And so Tamara and Winnie and I went out for a drink. Now, Winnie didn't know that I was Tamara's dating coach because they were friends. So Tamara starts to tell Winnie and I about a date that she had been on. And so she said, well, I went on this date with this guy and he was really nice and he's cute and he's an engineer and he was kind and he was thoughtful. And when the bill came, he let me split the check. What do you think? And Winnie, who's a married woman, automatically jumped in and said, oh my God, Tammy, forget it. He doesn't like you. Throw him to the curb. Any guy worth his salt would pay for you on a date. And then Tammy looked at me and I said, tell me more about the date. And so my thought to her was, it's okay that he let you pay for the date. Let's see what happens on the second, the third, and the fourth date. So now, by the fourth date, when she and Ed, which was the guy we're talking, Ed said, would you like to, they were going to go out for Chinese food or something. And he said, listen, I really appreciate that you have split the bill with me for the first two dates. And then he paid for the third date. He said, I have a daughter and he has one daughter that really has her heart set on going to NYU. And at the time it was $80,000. And he said, my ex-wife doesn't work. This is solely on me on an engineer's salary. So I'm doing everything I can to save every dollar to put her through school. So Tammy thought, wow, what a great guy, single dad, shouldering the debt for his daughter and doing everything he can to go out on dates, be a great gentleman. But he let her share the dates. Today, they are happily married. They've been happily married for 8 years. And she did this lovely tribute and tagged me on it on Facebook a couple of weeks ago. So if you're friends with me on Facebook, you can go and check that out. It doesn't talk about that part of her relationship, but how happily married they are and how her mindset shifted. So what I want to tell you is adjust your expectations around payment, especially ladies around this. Offer to pay your half and look at a date as meeting a new friend. And would you expect your best friend to always pay for you? Would you expect a new friend to pay for you? Of course not. You would say, let's split it, or let me get my share of what the bill is. Look at every date like that, when most of life's frustrations come from unmet expectations. If you walk into a date saying, you know what, I'm fine splitting the bill, you're never going to be let down. And if he lets you pay your half, it's okay. Because you could be dating the next Ed and you could be the Tammy. So with that, I would say, gentlemen, pay for the dates if you can. Ladies, if he does offer to pay for the date, thank him genuinely. Say that was so, so nice of you. And make sure that by the third or the fourth date, you are picking up the check. You are baking cookies. You're paying for the Ubers. You are doing your part because you don't want to sit on your hands like the pretty princess. You want to show that you would make a good partner and be an equal person in the relationship. Because I know as a smart dater, that is what we are looking for. We are looking for a great partnership where we both bring things to the table. So I hope this has been helpful to you. Stay tuned for tomorrow's podcast. This is a week of minis. Give us a 5-star rating, write a review. Let us know what you think about this. I so appreciate this. And I look at them and it means the world. If you want help from us, schedule a consultation, sign up for our free newsletter at smartdatingacademy.com. Fill out any contact form. You'll be added to our newsletter database. Follow us on Smart Dating Academy on Instagram. You'll see lots of free tips and tricks on a daily basis. So have a great day. Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.